a lot of people don't have mobile phones, despite the fact that there's been a larger increase in mobile phones. So we estimate that 1.7 billion females in low middle income countries don't have phones. And there are fewer women than men who have phones. So in fact, there are 200 million fewer women than men that have phones. Okay. There's a gender gap, and there's a gender gap for a range of reasons. So that's just on the ownership issue. But then when we look at usage, there's actually a growing gap around usage. So when women do have phones, you don't see much of a difference in terms of making phone calls or receiving texts. But when you get into the more advanced features like mobile internet and mobile money, then you again see a growing gender gap. So if you look at a country like Kenya, for example, in our study, where the gender gap in ownership is relatively low, you still have big gaps around. We asked the question, have you tried Facebook? And sort of 62% of men said they did, and 42% of women. So I think it's important to, one, make sure that women have equal access to phones, and then also ensure that the usage gap is addressed, because if women aren't using phones, then they're not getting the same benefit.
You've obviously done quite a granular analysis. How did you get down to such detail?
We collected a lot of data. We looked at 11 countries. We did 1,000 surveys in each country. We did a lot of focus groups. We have data from mobile operators and other surveys. We did a lot of focus group discussions. And we also then looked at, why is there this gap?
Well, what
are the barriers?
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. Why do we have these disparities?
Yeah. We asked people what are the big barriers to accessing using phones. So the top two were cost and network quality and coverage. The third was security and harassment. And then also operator agent trust and digital literacy and confidence. And then also underlying those is the fact that they're, social norms, and the fact that their education and income, women tend to have lower education, lower income than men. And so these sort of cultural and social factors also, disproportionately affect women.
Some of them would seem easier to solve than others.
Yeah.
The cost is coming down, coverage is going up. Do you think this will make a significant impact, or these other elements, the social elements, need to be addressed before you're going to see the changes that you're looking for?
There's no kind of one solution. It has to be all together. It has to be a concerted approach. And I think one thing also the research shown, unless there's a concerted effort by people, this gender gap won't close. We looked at it, 5 years ago, and, it doesn't close naturally on its own without, targeted efforts.
So you said the trend was not good in terms of the difference between you and your last assessed and now? Or?
So there's more women who have access than there was before, but there's still a gender gap.
Right.
And I think the gender gap is also, it differs depending on where you are. So, for example, we looked at, in India, women are 36% less likely than men to have a phone, where if you look at Kenya, it's 7%.